Rwandan intelligence chief Emmanuel Karenzi Karaki was arrested last Saturday in London on a European arrest warrant. The warrant was based on a Spanish court's 2008 indictment of Karaki and 39 other top Rwandan officials for genocide, that is, the massacre of Rwandan Hutu civilians and refugees in Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Karaki is now being held for possible extradition to Spain. Rwandan President Paul Kagame bailed his intelligence chief out of jail for £1 million, but he is now under house arrest at a London residence. KPFA's Anne Garrison has the story.
Spanish Judge Baltazar Garzon invoked the principle of universal jurisdiction to indict former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet in 1998. 10 years later, Spanish Judge Fernando Andreu invoked the same principle to indict Rwandan spy chief Emmanuel Karenzi Karaki and 39 other top Rwandan officials and officers for genocide, meaning the massacre of thousands of Hutu civilians in Rwanda and in refugee camps in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Universal jurisdiction is based on the idea that genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity are universal, and any court in the world may therefore claim jurisdiction to prosecute them. The Spanish indictment also held Rwandan officers responsible for the murder of Spanish priests and Spanish members of the organization Doctors Without Borders. The indictment is based on the sworn testimony of defectors from Kagame's predominantly Tutsi army that under Karaki's orders, thousands of Hutu civilians were systematically killed in 7 different locations in Rwanda. The alleged crimes include the mass incineration of bodies in a park which was off-limits to NGOs and UN personnel in Rwanda after July 1994. In a half-hour-long speech, punctuated by long pauses in Kigali, Kagame rejected European authority to arrest his spy chief.
I don't understand the grounds on which we talk about extradition. Extradition to where? What right does Spain or any country have in this matter to try Rwanda, to try this head of intelligence? What right did this country have to arrest him in this manner?
Kagame also renewed his attack on the BBC documentary, Rwanda's Untold Story.
You have seen this BBC documentary, the so-called Untold Story. No, what they are talking about is not the Untold Story. The Untold Story is what underlies that documentary. The Untold Story is that these countries and the people who are behind it in those countries want to change the narrative, the actual story of what has happened in Rwanda.
The Spanish court said that it had enough evidence to implicate Kagame as well as the others, but that it could not indict him because he has head of state immunity. Some Rwandans expressed outrage when it was announced on an official Rwandan website in the Rwandan language, Kinyarwanda, that ordinary Rwandan citizens, most of whom are very poor, are being asked to contribute to a fund to pay Karaki's bail. In another twist, British barrister Sherry Blair, the wife of former Prime Minister and Kagame lobbyist Tony Blair, has joined Karaki's defense team in the UK. She will be defending against his extradition to Spain to stand trial for genocide. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.